brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today. Sabrina starts off this hour in Tampa, Florida. Hi, Sabrina. How are you?
I'm doing better than I deserve as well. I can't believe you finally get to settle this for my husband and I once and for all.
So I get to put on my referee's jersey, get out my whistle. Marital referee, Dave.
Absolutely. And you've been with us since our engagement because we did SPU as a part of our marriage counseling. So we have every dollar. We do the budget meetings. We paid off our house last March.
So you guys already know the answer to this question, whatever it is.
That's the thing. I think I do know the answer. I know he knows the answer, but he has these external things. So our net worth is $800,000, mm-hmm. But my husband is ready to buy his dream truck, and I know you say wait until your net worth is at least $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
We bring in about $215,000 a month. Our truck would be between 15.
You mean a year?
So
you mean a year?
Oh, a year, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I
was about to buy a truck. Okay,
yeah.
But, okay, yeah. At 2.5 million annual income, I'm ready to go. Okay, all right. Anyway, $215,000 a year. You're still doing good. Okay.
Yeah, we already put in 15% for retirement.
And how much is the truck?
The truck will be $50,000 to $60,000.
Okay. So what is it?
It's going to probably be a Silverado. He's torn between the Silverado or, honestly, Dave, I feel so embarrassed. What is the, a Ford, something.
F-150.
Repent,
yeah.
Ma'am.
F-150.
Repent, Sabrina.
F-150. You can't call about the truck, man's truck, and not know what the man's truck is. It's just wrong. Okay.
Yeah.
Bless your heart. This is wonderful. Okay. So the only you're out of debt. You have the money to pay cash for the truck. The only argument is 800 versus a million.
Right.
Okay. And so what's your home worth?
Our home is worth a little over $300,000. It varies on Zillow between $300,000 and $330,000.
Okay. And you're in Tampa, Florida. And you're adding 15%, so you're adding $60,000 a year, not counting growth, to your 401ks. And so that's 120. So in 3 years, you'd be there if there's no growth in the stock market. So you're millionaires in 18 months from now, roughly.
That's crazy. That's wild and exciting.
Yeah, that's what the math says. Okay, that's good for y'all. How old are you?
I'm 35 and he's 37.
You guys rock. You're so smart.
You all rock. You all got us here.
I didn't give you any money.
No, you didn't.
I just showed you how to do it.
Sabrina, what denomination are you guys?
Oh, we're Christians.
I know that. I'm just trying to figure out. Like, you sound like you come from a very legalistic background. And
oh my gosh, you know me so well. I'm scared.
All right.
She's a fundie.
Dave will give you the answer, and then I'll see if I can give you a workaround, because my church is all over the place. I'm just kidding. Go ahead, Dave.
So the concept is, and the reason we put $1 million on there, is you need to have a really strong net worth and be in a really strong financial position in order to be able to lose as much money as you're going to lose when you drive a brand-new truck off the lot. When the sound goes blump, blump, when you go into the street, on a Ford F-150 that's $60,000 or a nice Silverado that's $65,000 or $70,000, you just lost $15,000 when it goes blum blum.
Golly.
That's what it costs when you drive it into the street. So you got to be able to absorb that blow and it not change your life at all. Most people do that crap while they're broke middle class people and they, I need a truck. I deserve a truck because I work hard. You don't deserve squat. You don't work hard enough, and you hadn't done a good job yet. So that's who we're talking to. We try to put $1 million up there because at $1 million net worth at 35 years old making $215,000, you can absorb a $15,000 blow, right? That's where the concept comes from. So really what we need to understand is the concept under the principle rather than the legalistic number. Because if it was 1.1 or 900 or 800, it doesn't really matter. What matters is the concept is you can absorb the blow. So if Sharon and I were doing this and it was me wanting a truck, which is very, very possible that conversation has occurred, Because I drove my Raptor here today, so there you go. But the
we heard it coming like eight blocks away.
God, it's a good redneck truck, man. I'm just saying. You got to make an announcement when you come around the corner. But the all right, so if we were doing this, we would probably say, all right, the good news is the principle that's in place made us stop and think. Are we wise? Okay, so the good news is you're wise, both of you. You've done a great job with your money. You're incredible. If you buy this truck, it's not going to destroy your life, okay? And we set out on a journey following a set of principles and guidelines that got us here. Deviating from those is kind of damaging to your psyche. It feels like you cheated. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So technically, technically, financially, you could buy the truck and you wouldn't notice. I worry more about you deviating from this and saying, okay, I got the cheat code, right? I got the hack. And so you could buy it today. It wouldn't be a problem. So what Sharon and I would do with both of those things in mind, the concept matters more than anything else, and the deviation scares me more than the technical math on it scares me. And so what we would do is we would probably land in the middle. We'd say, okay, we're not going to do it this year. We're going to watch the stock market and what it does with our 401k. We're going to watch our Zillow or whatever, probably something more accurate than Zillow, on my valuation of my real estate. And, you know, if we get up in the 900s in the next 18 months, I'll buy a truck. We might cheat in the middle.
Love it.
You know, we'll probably meet in the middle is probably what we would do. Okay. So this is not, but I don't get to blow my whistle because I'm not going to yell at you if you do it today. And I'm not going to yell at you. And I'm not going to say you're super extra smart if you do it, you know, if you wait till it's exactly a million, because there's nothing magic about the million. What was magic is we made you pay attention. What was magic is we gave you a plan that you believed in and you executed on it. What was magic is you got a large enough net worth that you can absorb the blow. That's the magic. That makes sense? And we didn't lose any of the magic if you buy something today.
And I
got it.
I absolutely love that plan. And the one caveat I would add to it is, does it have to be a 2024? Does a 2023 or 2022 get you there where somebody else get this amazing...
If you want to do a 23, you can do it today.
F-150. Somebody else has already eaten that $15,000 for you. And you buy a car with 9,000 miles on it. Somebody returned it. And you're good to go.
I will tell you this. I'm on my fourth Raptor. So you're going to do it again anyway. So you could do a 23 and in 2 years go do a brand new one. And that would solve it. John, you're smart.
I'm trying,
that's why,
Dave,
we got you around here, man. That's a better solution than all my meandering around the barn six times. Create your free every dollar budget today. The simplest way to budget for your life.